AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A mistrial has been declared in New York in the murder trial of a man accused in the disappearance of a first grader in 1979.
More than 3 weeks into deliberation, the jury in the Eitan Bates murder case announced for the third time it could not find a verdict. The jurors sent out a note pronouncing themselves deadlocked. The judge had said Tuesday, when the jurors reported themselves irretrievably divided on the murder and kidnapping charges, that if they said it again, he would not make them deliberate anymore. Bates was a six-year-old who vanished on the way to school in 1979. The case, which introduced a hyper-protective note into American parenting, remained unsolved until 3 years ago when Pedro Hernandez, a former teenage store clerk, confessed. The defense says it was a false confession generated by mental illness. Warren Levinson, New York.
Also in New York, police officers from around the country were at the funeral for New York officer Brian Moore. Among the speakers, Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Brian Moore represented the best of New York City. He was brave, for sure. But his bravery was matched by his compassion.
Moore was shot in an unmarked cruiser in Queens. The Justice Department is going to expand an investigation of the Baltimore Police Department to include a look into possible civil rights violations. Billy Murphy is an attorney representing the family of Freddie Gray, who died from injuries suffered while in police custody.
There has to either be a buy-in by the city police department or a decree imposed on that department to make sure that the days of the blue wall of silence are gone.
The military has increased the threat level at bases across North America. A spokesman says this was not triggered by a specific event. The Labor Department says 223,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate is down to 5.4%, the lowest it's been in 7 years. And at the close, the Dow finished up 266 points. This is AP Radio News. 70 years ago today, the Allies declared victory in Europe in World War II. Those who fought are remembering the day in Washington. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Stanley Hawkins was with a bomb wing in England when the word came. Germany was surrendering. The war in Europe was over.
We all went outside with our 45 automatics and just started shooting in the air. Bang, 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 bang.
Hawkins is 89 now. Dick Gibbons is 90 and remembers having just one thought on VE Day.
Our big thought was we can get home to our families. That's the big thing. After we take care of Japan.
Sagar Magani on the National Mall, Washington.
A federal appeals court ruled it is okay for air passengers to use their cell phones during takeoffs and landings. The Association of Flight Attendants argued small electronic devices could distract passengers from safety announcements and could become dangerous projectiles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.